Title: Sustainable Communities Environmental Assessment Upheld Under SECA. Content: In Sacramentans for Fair Planning versus City of Sacramento, 2019, __ __ Cal-YAP. 5th __. The 3rd District Court of Appeal upheld the City of Sacramento's use of a Sustainable Communities Environmental Assessment, SCEA, pursuant to the Sustainable Communities and Climate Protection Act, SB 375, rather than a more traditional SECA document, i.e., an environmental impact report or mitigated negative declaration, when it approved the Yamini development, the project, as a transit priority project, TPP. The mixed-use project comprised one floor of commercial space, 3 levels of parking, 134 residential condominiums and one floor of residential amenities, for a total of 177,032 square feet on a 0.44-acre site. The project also included inconsistencies with the city's general plan density and building intensity standards. The court rejected arguments that the city improperly utilized a regional transportation and greenhouse gas, GHG, reduction plan in approving the SCEA, or that the SCEA should have further analyzed the project's cumulative impacts and not relied on tearing off past EIRs. The holding further affirms the innovative and beneficial use of SCEAs in streamlining environmental review for qualifying TPPs. In addressing the project inconsistencies with the general plan's urban corridor low land use designation and related zoning code standards, the city utilized general plan provision LU 1.1. Under its novel theory, the city determined it was authorized to approve projects with greater building intensities so long as the project provided a significant community benefit. The city found that the project-derived benefits included contribution to the goal of building 10,000 new residential units by 2025 and a reduction in dependency on personal vehicles resulting in decreased carbon emissions. Per the city's project approval, these significant community benefits outweighed the land use plan inconsistencies. The court determined that this did not violate equal protection and due process protections. SECA, in order to help local governments meet climate change reduction goals, SB 375 authorizes a lead agency to utilize an SCEA to streamline environmental review of TPPs. As a part of SB 375, the California Air Resources Board, CRB, was directed to provide regional emissions targets for automobiles and light trucks. These emissions targets are achieved through Sustainable Communities Strategies, SCS, provided in regional transportation plans approved by the regional councils or associations of governments here, the Sacramento Area Council of Governments. A TPP is defined as a project that includes at least 50% residential uses, a minimum density of 20 dwelling units per acre, and must be located within 1/2 mile of a major transit stop of transit corridor. If a TPP, 1, is consistent with the general use designation, density, building intensity, and applicable policies specified for the project area in the strategy, and, 2, incorporates all feasible mitigation measures, performance standards, and criteria set forth in the prior applicable environmental impact reports and which were adopted as findings, then the local agency may review the project's environmental effects in a streamlined manner, 1, using an SCEA. Pub Res Code 21155, A, 21155.2, A, B. The court upheld the determination that substantial evidence showed the Yamini project qualified as a TPP, validating the city's choice to prepare an SCEA in lieu of a more traditional SECA document. In upholding the use of the SCEA, the court rejected petitioner's claim that the SCS's lack of specific density and building intensity standards made it insufficient to evaluate the project. Instead, the court found the SCS was never intended to provide project-level specificity for development standards. Rather, the SCS provides general locations of uses, residential densities, and building intensities on a regional scale. Based on this regional breakdown, the SCS then forecast how future development could help achieve the targeted emissions reductions. The court held, therefore, SB 375 authorized the city to utilize an SCEA for the project because it was consistent with the SCSS forecast and there was substantial evidence in the record supporting this consistency. The court further opined that any issue with the form of streamlined environmental review permit